February 2nd, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. God on our side. Opening prayer. Mighty Creator and Sustainer, I come before you with thanksgiving and praise. I commit all that I am and have to bring you glory today. Read Psalm chapter 124. A Song of Ascents. Of David. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us, the torrent would have swept over us, the raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Reflect. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? The previous psalm, Psalm 123, is a prayer uttered in the midst of hostility and the contempt of the world. Psalm 124 praises God for deliverance from enemies and declares that help comes from the Lord, verse 8. The juxtaposition of these two psalms doesn't seem to be coincidental. The first five verses of Psalm 124 contain two if clauses, verses 1 and 2, and three then clauses, verses 3 through 5, which spell out that if God had not been on their side, then disaster would have happened to them. The attack of the angry and destructive enemy is compared to a raging torrent that would engulf God's people, verses 2b through 5. The flood, torrent, and raging waters in the Old Testament often refer to the forces opposed to God and his faithful people. We can imagine that God's people are facing a horrendous threat from their enemies, even though the menace is not specifically identified here. The metaphor of a bird escaping from a trap, verse 7, indicates that they have survived the crisis up to this point, which elicits communal praise to God and evokes faith in God's deliverance in the future. To affirm that God is on our side, verses 1 and 2, and that our help comes from the Lord, verse 8, is to admit our incapability in securing our own life and future. Only by this fundamental recognition and humility shall we be driven to seek the ultimate source of power, the Maker of heaven and earth, verse 8. Apply. If God is for us, who can be against us? We shall not fear, as God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Closing prayer. No matter what calamity I face, Lord God, help me to trust in your faithfulness and in your power to provide everything I need.